morning, good morning, and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Bonique A.J. Smith, where significance blooms here in athletics and sports. Well, today is Wednesday, and Friday, the Garden is going to the Mystics game. Yes, the Mystics, the 2019 WNBA champions. And they're playing the Atlanta Dream, and we are sold out. Yes, we got to book a ticket so that we can network to celebrate 8 seasons together. Yes. You know, most time when I share that I have been on the podcast for 8 seasons, people are just in awe. Well, you know, when you're just doing what comes to you naturally, time does fly. Yes, it does. And I always tell the story that Clark Garrison, rest in peace, he had a network, and he asked me, my publicist, Nikki Curry, asked me, she said this would be a real good fit for you because it's very professional, and he was impressed with your hosting abilities because I did it for another engineer. And I said, okay. And that was 8 years ago. And because that we are listening to each other now, and because, guess what, we have another fantastic announcement. On Labor Day, our private Facebook group, the companion to this podcast, is now 2,200 people. Yes, 2,200 people. And I am just so ecstatic that you all trust me with your ears, because again, you really must protect your intake. And then I talked to one of my mentors of 30 some years ago, and she said to me, "You don't know what you're doing for so many people." She said, "I listen to your podcast, and you don't know what you are doing for me." And I was like, "Whoa." So we're celebrating 8 years in D.C. on Friday. And just thank you for those who are going to be joining us and were sold out. And I was worried because I was like, okay, why do I have so many tickets? Oh, my goodness. And then so yesterday I had to ask our young lady, can I get to skip one more, just one more? And, you know, I had to learn how to electronically send it, so that was stressing me out. But, hey, I learned a new skill. And just want to give a shout-out to our host, who is my client, Janelle Saunders. She is in she's in the second issue of Significant, the second issue. And you really should get it because, again, she got this gig right after – right in the middle, actually, of writing her piece for the magazine. And here's the interesting thing. What we talk about in her article actually is what happened, but it wasn't the way that she wanted it. So if you know that if you're in motion, God will put you where you want to be, but you didn't even know you wanted to be there. So this young lady was in retail. And retail during the pandemic in the cosmetic field. But she came to me because she wanted to get in athletic administration. And we had been working for about a year, okay? And really what we worked on was her confidence. Mm-hmm. Her confidence. And, hey, people, when she went for the interview for one job, Monumental Sports says, "Oh, no, we have another job for you because we just really like your energy." Now, she didn't have that energy when she first came to me. But when I tell you the child is blooming, that's what we call what? Significance in athletics and sports business. She is blooming. She grew into where she is today. And, you know, different things she thought that she wanted to do. But I said, you know, and she will say it was the article that helped her tell her story. So when you're interviewing, you're actually telling a story about yourself. And by putting things together in her mind to be able to say, this is who I am, this is what I do, and this is what I can bring to you, and it just flowed off her tongue. And so I was okay. So when she first got, I was okay, as soon as you get in there straight, I'm going to buy some group tickets so we can support you. And before I could even buy the group ticket, got her in her mindset of people that you know, got to get group tickets. She got an award like the first, I want to say the first week, but I would say the first month. Within the first month of working, she received an award for having the most ticket sales, group ticket sales. This is what we do for each other, people. We support each other. And so she's hosting us, and we're going to be in there nice and strong on Friday at 7 p.m. And if this even resonates with you, that story of helping you find confidence to get that position, go ahead and email me at MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. Again, that's MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. And on the other end, I have to thank Pace University for utilizing my services to identify some diverse candidates for their position. And, I think I said this last week, I have more positions than I have clients. So, and when I say clients, I mean people who have been a member of the Advanced Academy and have moved on, or individuals who attended one of my leadership retreats, because I know who you are. It's difficult, and I don't do it. I got burnt a couple of times. I don't recommend people for jobs unless I spend some time with you. Yeah, so I can, and when I say spend time, I want to know what are your motives? What's your mindset? You know, when you get hit with no or disappointment, how do you perform? You know, what makes your brain click? Because that is going to be how people measure you. Yeah, your skills can be great and you can do great work, but when your coworker dumps their work on you, how are you going to respond? You can't get the yes that you want. How are you going to respond? So these are things I just help change your perspective. And what, if people, a business coach says, what's the transformation that you provide? I provide you have a brand new look at situations so that you can soar, so you can advance, so you can get where you want to be. Right. We do some compass work, right? How to lead your ship, compass work, the first thing we do. And hopefully it will provide you a passport to get where you want to be. Yes, a passport. And so, again, if any of this resonates with you, just contact me, inbox me, or email me, MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info. And another opportunity that we have that I'm just pushing this week, matter of fact, because I can't push two things at one time. I was trying to get our celebration going for this Friday, so now I'm on the push for our third issue of Significance in Athletics and Sports. The deadline to secure your spot for the third issue is October 1. It's October 1 because November 1, your first draft will be due. So if you are interested, if you want to be featured in this magazine, again, email me and I will send you the link to sign up for it. And if you're contemplating, you know, do I have anything to share? If you, just like this young lady that we're going to support for the Mystics, she was number one trying to get known, okay? And so I do work with you to help you to craft your story. And, again, her story was one she didn't know she had. And I said, if you're in retail and you got promotions during the pandemic where people were cutting people, all right, there's something that you do well that you got to figure out what that is. And then we tie that to her desire to be in athletic administration. We were first thinking it was academic advising and whatnot. But when we found out that if you have an aptitude to sell and how you do that, that's where that just flourished. And she had another job offer at an athletic department in sales. And so that's what got that flipped that script. I was like, okay, so this seems to be, this is where you have a gift. And so there we have it. So what I'm saying to individuals when they say, what should I write about? You should write about a problem that you solve. And especially if you've been to more than one institution, what's a problem that you continue to solve wherever you go? What is something people always ask you about? Can you give them the template of how you did something, the blueprint? So what are you known for? And what do you want to be known for? This magazine is part of expert marketing. How do you market yourself for a position that you want? All right. And, you know, if you want to be a consultant, this is the best way to do that because you get a chance to market yourself for your next. And honestly, folks, it's too late to do that when you already got your shingle out. All right. And if you have no desire to be a consultant, it's really important to highlight what you're doing, where you are. Because you love where you are. Because as we have seen over and over again, leadership changes. And, you know, it's too late to say what you have done. Because what people want to know is what you're going to do for them. So this is an opportunity to put yourself in the light that you would like it to be. So, again, deadline is October 1. First draft is due November 1st. And, again, you can email me, MoniqueAJSmith@SeasonEmpowerment.info to get your spot, And the second issue is on Amazon, Significance in Athletics and Sports, and it's also on payhip.com/SeasonEmpowerment. Now, if you want an e-version, the only way you can find that is payhip.com/SeasonEmpowerment to get your PDF version, yes. And we are glad, glad, glad. And I announced, I think it was earlier this week, that I am taking bulk orders, yes. My goal is to get this magazine in the hands of ball players, your student athletes, and most importantly, those who are in sports management. I'm ecstatic about the fields that we're introducing into. The first issue, it had the president of the Alliance of Social Workers in Sports. You'd be surprised how many students are going like, I didn't know about that profession. That might be something that I'm interested in. And so, you know, just like this young lady's in this one about retail. You know, how many of our student athletes have been in retail and don't even think about how that can assist them in their entry-level position on pro level or collegiate level. Yeah, and so, you know, just to enlighten them on the different professions. And I do have another piece that I'm pretty proud of because I saw whenever there was a panel about getting fired or being released or having a transition, there's always a standing room only at NACTA. And so, and I just saw somebody yesterday who said, actually they contributed to it, and they were like, you know, when I got mine, I didn't see any resources to assist me what to do next. And I said, well, that's why I wrote the article, because I know, you know, even if you have never been fired, you know, at least you know there's a resource and other people who've gotten fired and have still soared. And you can see the names and see their what they learned from their experience. That's why I call it pink slip to pink bow. What's the gift that you received from this. And so even now, you know, with people being downsized because of pandemic, you realize that it is a not something personal. You still go through that grief piece. And the same thing as you did with grief, if you can remember a happy moment that happened from your time together, it helps you heal to get to your next, to get from bitter to better. So that's the article I wrote in the second issue. Again, if you're interested, go to payhip.com/seeds of empowerment to get your copy, to get your copy. And I was talking to I don't want to say a potential client, but it was someone that I met, another person I met on Clubhouse, who it was a male, and he was talking about talking to the audience about sports and athletics and the culture, and I told him the same thing I've been telling you, is that today's students are different. They're definitely different. This is why the alliance of social workers and sports are going to be key, because they're going to be, I don't want to say issues, but some signs that they're different. And how are we going to be able to accommodate that difference? And so what we're talking about here is they found their voice. And they're going to utilize their voice. And are you prepared for them to use their voice? One of the things I taught my first class of the semester yesterday, and the class is Collegiate Athletic Administration. And I said, what is the one thing? I said, one thing I will usually, you know, deep dive, we're going to study this NCAA manual, and you're going to know which bylaws deal with what violation. And I said, but you know what? It's going to be different, because the bylaws are being rewritten as we speak. And when I asked the students, you know, what do you want to do after graduation? I want to make money. I want to make money. I said, guess what? If you're an athlete, you can begin to make money now. But you got to know how to do it correctly so you don't mess up your eligibility. I said, and that's what we're going to concentrate on. We're going to learn what policies different institutions have, and that's going to be your end of the year project, is to come with a policy. And so knowing that there's a possibility, but they got to be navigated in that way. The same way about using their voice, the same way about being an advocate or activism, you know, you got to be able to give them some resources to know the proper way to do that. And I have been pitching this book, inviting you to put this on your bookshelf. It's by Dr. Jasmine George Williams. The Love is at the Root of Resistance, Strategies of Activism, Advocacy, and Liberation. And, you know, at least there'll be some type of concrete, some type of home base for you to start the conversation. And it's so enlightening that you can just read it and then use it to have discussion. And I'm probably going to use some of the discussion for my race and gender class that's on Monday nights. And so I really, really am pushing for teens to use it to be a focal point for a discussion. It'll be a safe place, and you really figure out where they're going, because it's hard when kids have a voice and they can't, they don't know how to use it, and then we try to put the toothpaste back in the tube, and it doesn't work. It does not work. And so if they realize that what you see, it's not the only thing that you can do. You know, activism is it's a podcast, what we're doing here. And honestly, you know, they get a chance to learn the different ways back in the past and currently of how they're using activism. you know, their scholarly activism, you know, and which could lead them into owning their own. And so this book is on Amazon as well. It's called The Love is at the Root of Resistance, Strategies for Activism, Advocacy, and Liberation. And if you want to learn more about Dr. Jasmine's work, go to drjasmine.com. That's drjasmine.com. And she actually wrote this book while she was on maternity leave. And because her father was a Black Panther, you know, she felt like she wanted to be in the streets, but she could not be in the streets because she was at home for the pandemic and preparing to become a mom. And so this was her way of taking what she knew and just be honest, dealing with her frustration and not being out there, and then realizing that there's more than one way to direct actions in this time in life. And so I really, really, really think she had it on your bookshelf, as well as Surviving the Lights, a Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse by Tawana Smith. Now, this would really be great for life skills, student-athlete development, because this is what I'm going to employ to these couple of athletes that are in my class who say, oh, I don't know what all I want to do is go make money. All I want to do is go make money. And you can't even say, what's your plan B, because you really believe that you insulted them that you can't make plan A. And so, I'm tell you, I learned this from Shaka Smart. He, at the time, he was a head coach at University of Texas, Austin. And he had a one-and-done athlete. And his point was, okay, if I'm going to have this guy for a couple of months, I'm going to have to educate him, prepare him for his next. And it won't be the next class. It won't be the next semester. It would be for him being in the league. So why not have him take courses that's going to prepare him for his next? And so what I'm going to say to these young people, which happens all the time, you know, people who dedicate their life to student-athlete development are usually athletes who didn't get what they thought they should have gotten to prepare them for their next. And that's what I'm going to have them do. And one of those things, you know, talking about getting paid, well, do you know who is going to help you do that? You know, and I said, hey, because I got a PR background, you know, if you went for, let's say, I'm going to be real extravagant, 10,000 yards, who knows you went 10,000 yards? Yeah, because you went 10,000 yards and nobody writes about it. Did you go 10,000 yards? So you got to have you got to have your lawyer. You got to have, then talking about real estate. And I was like, yeah, we're gonna do real estate. We're going to flip houses. All right, okay. Well, you got to have somebody to help you locate that. If you're on the field, do you know where the best houses to go buy and whatnot? You got to have a team and how you select that team. And this is what this book is about. It's about Surviving the Lights, a Professional Athlete's Playbook to Avoiding the Curse. You know, how do you select your team of individuals, and how can you avoid being a non-statistic or somebody having a big bankroll and then the blink of an eye is gone? And one of the things, simplest things you probably would never think about, is the fact that if you have a team and they provide for you, and they buy things for you, but they don't buy it in your name, when you're no longer playing, guess what? You have no credit because it's not in your name. So I'm not saying put everything in your name. I mean, you know, there's some perks for having a people jump to the nonprofit. You know, you don't have to always have a nonprofit. You can have a for-profit business, such as what I have. But because you do what everybody else thinks you should have, you know, when you have a nonprofit, you got to have a board. and you don't have any control because the boy is over control. So, you know, if you don't know which one to go get, you know, and then those are the kind of things that call these gigantic pitfalls. And you can't say, oh, I didn't know, because the IRS is going to still come for you. And this is why it's really important, because the same thing about these kids want to make money now while they're competing, they still got to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. Yep. How does that work? So, Tawana Smith is on Amazon with this book, Surviving the Life of Professional Athlete's Playbook to Ruin the Curse, in three different formats, audio, paperback, and ebook. And speaking about money, you know, I got to shout out my girl, Jolene Robinson of Stepping to Win. She is a championship coach who is now taking her winning ways to assisting women in the investor game. And, yeah, it's not just women who need this info. I was talking to one of my male clients' organization, and I said one of the things that we got to be aware of is fintech. And he didn't know what I was talking about. Then I said Bitcoin. He kind of heard of that. I said, well, let me just tell you this. In the NBA, Mark Cuban is paying people and getting paid by Bitcoin. So that means that we got to be at least aware of certain avenues, because then we miss out on opportunity. So if those things don't even resonate with you, you need to contact my girl, Jolene Robinson. Yes. All of those. And most importantly, it becomes a passive income. Yeah, it becomes passive income. And I think I told y'all this last week. I was on Clubhouse, and it was the Clubhouse I was on is Women Watch Live Sport or something like that. And for being on the Clubhouse that moment, they give you coins, but they're like Bitcoin. But they're not called Bitcoins. They're called Boo Coins. And that's your gift for being present. So you can either take it and just hold it, or you can go invest it within the Boo Coins. But that's supposed to be a reward for being on Clubhouse. Now, here's the thing. Now, this is kind of funny. My parent, my daddy, oh, my goodness. You know, when you go on those bus trips and you go to the casinos, and one of the perks you get when you go as a group, you get maybe, what, $5 or something a piece to go, you know, start you off to pay, to play the slots or whatnot. Well, my daddy came home every time with his little $5 because he did not can use his $5 to, he went there to eat and look at everybody else. So if that's you, that's fine. You can take your little Bitcoins and hold them. But at least you can say you have them. So contact Jolie Robinson at 980-298-2231. Again, 980-298-2231. Or email her at jrobinson@steppingtowin.com. Stepping and the number 2, win.com. Well, the time has come to meet our guest for today, and I'm excited. This is a person that I met on Clubhouse. But apparently, you know, she was already a member of a chat in the garden, and she just saw me, I guess I was talking, on Clubhouse. And that's one thing, you can go down a rabbit hole with this Clubhouse. So you got to systematically decide who and what you're going to follow. And so I finally got a routine, okay? I do 8:30 in the morning, and then I do 9 o'clock at night. And all of them are, like, controlled, and they have a time limit. But I know what I'm seeking, all right? And so this young lady happened to be on a business group, and she just saw me and jumped right on in. And then when she got on the stage, she shouted me out. And I was like, And some of the things that she mentioned, I thought, I can help her with that. And so, full disclosure, she became my client. So I'm excited and so glad that I was able to work her in to be on A Chat in the Garden. So I'm excited to bring to the stage the founder and author, entrepreneur, Zee Butler of The Ball Code. Welcome to the garden, Zee.
That is awesome. Thank you. Hi, Monique.
Hi, Zee. So you heard cheers, huh?
I heard the cheers. I heard the applause. It almost brought back memories.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. You can tell us about those memories. We're going to start off from college to now as it relates to your endeavor.
Yes. Yeah, so, first of all, thank you for having me, and I think what you're doing is incredible. It is really helpful, especially to our community. I started off as a student athlete, of course. I played in women's basketball at Tyler Junior College in Tyler, Texas. And then I went ahead and went to Stephen F. Austin State University, which is also in Texas. I got my undergrad degree, Bachelor's of Science in Family Living and Child Development. And I wanted to leave the sport world after SFA. I just wanted to become what I call, quote, unquote, a regular person. I was burnt out, definitely burnt out because I had been playing ball since I was about seven. And I didn't want to coach. I don't know what type of brain you would call it, but I really made the decision my senior year if I wanted to coach or if I wanted to have family, but I decided that I could do both, but, you know, there'd be a sacrifice, a huge sacrifice. So I said, you know, I just wanted to start a family. So I got into child welfare. That was kind of what I've been doing ever since I've graduated college. It's been nearly 15 years of having experience in child welfare. And then, like the prodigal child, I just wanted to come back home. I missed sport. I missed everything about it. And so I went ahead and got my master's in sport management at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, which is where I'm employed now. And during that whole program, I birthed some twins. I started some businesses. I was just doing a whole lot of things. I first started out with a travel business, and that was going to be my sport, or that was going to be my niche in sport, travel.
Mm-hmm.
However, the pandemic hit, like, right when I chose my niche, the pandemic hit. So I had to switch things up, and the Ball Code was birthed, and that's where I am today.
Well, tell everybody, what is the Ball Code?
Yes. So the Ball Code is a service that I provide in order to help student athletes transition to and from college. It literally helps become – it's a resource, basically, for student athletes. I like to bring on perspectives that athletes and their parents as well maybe never really thought about, helping them with maybe the preparation, especially for high school students entering in college, the incoming freshmen. So just some things to look out for. As you mentioned, I wrote a book called The 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, and it basically is a tip book helping student athletes, especially those who have signed or those who are thinking about wanting to play in college, what it's like being an athlete in college. I was gracious enough to play on the junior college level as well as for a four-year school. So I just kind of took my experiences and things that I learned along the way.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So, yeah, my next question was, tell me about your publications. And so You kind of mentioned it a little bit, but tell me again, who is your ideal client? Who should get these books?
The ideal client are your student athletes. Parents most definitely would be a great gift for them, or the student athletes that are incoming freshmen, those that are going to sign, those who want to go to college. These are really, really helpful if they're trying to make a decision on, or if they're just curious, or if college is a mystery, or they don't know what it's like to be an athlete in college. This pretty much breaks down. I tried to touch on a lot of different things, and I tried to be, you know, these are young adults or young student athletes. So I tried to touch and give them just enough information, in a range of talking about things as far as, you know, the importance of where you even sit in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Introducing yourself to the professor, being known, because as athletes, you know, you could be missing classes. I talk about becoming a public figure. I talk about, and one of the biggest things that I really like as far as a tip in this book is establishing coach relationships. I think that is huge. And it means a lot, especially when you're looking at life after sport. Even though they're coaches, sometimes we look to them as mentors. And depending on what type of relationship you have, you know, they can help with your next level or help prepare you. So I really think that establishing coach relationships is crucial. What things to look for, even when those student athletes are going on recruiting trips, official and unofficial visits. You know, we get hype and we see the big buildings and all those things. But what if the coach transfers after you sign? I think one of the things that is kind of, it's not really shocking, but, you know, we dealt with looking at the transfer portal this past season, and how many student athletes actually went into the transfer portal, how many were stuck, you know. Just because you go in doesn't necessarily mean that you'll go out. And when you take a look at it, it's, you know, you question, well, why did they go to the transfer portal anyway? One of those things are, you know, they may not gotten along with the coach or didn't see eye to eye with the coach or didn't get what they thought the proper playing time and all those different things that we don't really necessarily think about if we have the options on which schools to choose. So, I talk about a lot of things in that book. So networking, I mentioned about networking and a little thing about finances. So I try to be as resourceful as possible.
And I think this is so unique because you come from, you probably heard me talk about the Alliance of Social Workers for Sports.
Yes.
And child welfare falls under the sociology piece. And it seems as if you took the inclination to create this book. Most of the time, people who create such a resource are people who are walking and talking in the athletic administrative halls. And so did you have any, who did you use for resources to create this, other than, which is, I think, is the most important, which I told you I'm going to use for my students. Did you use any of your experiences to highlight these things? How did you, apparently you did not get into the portal yourself. So, you know, who did you use to highlight, to get your chapters done?
Yes, that's a great question. I really like that question. I actually used myself. I actually used a lot of my experiences based off what I experienced and things that I wish I would have known. I also was in the midst of my sport management master's degree program, so I had to do a lot of reading. I had to do a lot of researching. And then, you know, these subjects interest me anyway. So anything that, you know, I can pick up on that, especially in the social aspect of sport, I'll just read and I'll read, you know. So I did get a lot of that. I created a workshop, actually, and I did not want it to be all about me. Something that's, you know, the book is about my experiences and what I wish I would have known. So what I did was I actually reached out to other former student athletes. And I actually was really, really shocked. I wasn't shocked. Well, I guess I was shocked. on how many people responded, you know, and then I didn't want it to be just about former athletes. I wanted to come from coaches that are currently coaching from all across the levels, from D3 all the way up to the professional league. I spoke to a coach from WNBA, and everybody was saying the same thing. Everybody was saying the same thing to the question that I asked, you know, what did you struggle with most when you first got to college? Mm-hmm. And what it ended up being was everything that they were saying literally lined up with my experiences. So it's not just my experience, but it's the athlete experience. So that's kind of how it got tied into this book. So even though it is my experience, I found out that that's what a lot of people go through. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a collective, and I think that's wonderful, because then it makes it seem as if, hey, yeah, this is something that is not just me, you know.
Yes.
This is something that continues, and let's just be aware of it. And how do we shape that? Well, let's see, I asked you that question. And so I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break here in the Chat in the Garden. And when we return, you're going to tell me what's coming up next for the Ball Code.
All right. Awesome.
Hey, it's Dr. Jasmine George Williams, also known as Dr. G. I'm so excited to share the release of my book, Love is at the Root of Resistance, Strategies of Activism, Advocacy, and Liberation, available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle format. To learn more about my research and activism, please visit www.drjasmine.com. That's www.drjasmine. Thank you for your support. All power to the people.
Hello, I am Jolie Robinson, a retired collegiate head women's basketball coach and now a wealthy trader and business owner. Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Do you feel financially stuck or strained? Or maybe you just want to make some extra money? If you said yes to any of these questions, then what are you waiting for? Contact me, 980-298-2231. It has truly changed my finances and life, and I just want to share this with everyone. This could be the change you're looking for.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of A&A Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving their lives? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Monique A.J. Smith, here in the Chat in the Garden with Sniffers Blooms in Athletics and Sports Business. So before I get to what's up next, can we just tell the folks about your Speakers Bureau experience? Have you grown any?
Absolutely. I'm enjoying it. I am really enjoying it. I've had an awesome time meeting people, and we share the same commonality, and it's a wonderful way of networking. It's a wonderful way of networking with people who look like you and supporting those people as well. So I am definitely learning, growing, connecting. I love it.
Well, I'm glad, because I did get full disclosure that you were a client, but you haven't been a client for very long. I shared how we met on Clubhouse. And so tell us your experience with Clubhouse and how you used that to network as well.
Oh, my goodness. It's a funny story because I'm not an iPhone user at all. I've always been against iPhones. And a friend of mine, who's a store of mine, she told me, hey, this will be really good for your business. You really need this. And I went to her house, and she brought it up, and I listened to maybe 15 minutes of it, and I was like, hey, I'll be right back. And I traded one of my phones in, and I got an iPhone. I downloaded Clubhouse, and I think you mentioned it's kind of like going down a rabbit hole. I was on it constantly, and this is when it was just for iPhone users, and the connections were crazy. I was connecting with a lot of people. It was amazing. It was what I needed at the time. So, yes, I have been able to make a lot of connections. I would tell anybody, hey, if you're not a part of Clubhouse, please get a part of Clubhouse, because the conversations are really good, they can go on for days. I think there was like one room that went on for like several days without breaks, and the conversations just kept going. They weren't really repeated. It's just feeding off everyone's perspective, and so, yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. I got a system. I get on at 9 p.m. for 1 hour, and I get on at 8:30 a.m. for 30 minutes just to spark my mind, that kind of thing. And, again, I'm considering getting on there to bring the magazine contributors to life there and just have discussions. But I got to make it fit for my schedule. I cannot burn myself out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I'm not. But to talk about a little bit how, so you were already a member of a Chat in the Garden, and then you saw my name, and you just dropped right on in.
Yes. I think we actually connected on LinkedIn first. Mm-hmm. And you invited me to the Chat in the Garden on Facebook, so I got into that group as well. And I would always see you supporting other ladies in sport. So it just kept coming up, and I was just like, that's amazing. That's awesome. Congratulations. Then I got, I think it was one particular room I just hopped in. I think it was about creating course content or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question. And when I got into the room, I saw that you were on the stage, and I was like, oh, cool. Because I've never been in the audio. I've always seen your feeds. So yeah, most definitely. As soon as I got on the stage, I had questions for sure about the topic that was talked about, but I just had to make sure before I did anything was to acknowledge, hey, I know you. I know you, but I don't know you, but I know you,
Right.
So, from that moment, I think even from my first conversation, I just remember it being an incredible conversation. And it was just, I needed to be around the right type of people, that could understand the same language I was speaking. And so, yeah, for that, I'm very appreciative of our connection.
Well, you have to bear with me because, I do a lot of talking, and that's really can't remember what I said to whom. But can you just talk about at least one thing that you have grown from the training that the one-on-ones that we've had?
Yes. From the one-on-ones that we've had, I actually learned quite a few things. I know you have helped me so much in some of those weaker areas. You know, I'm more of the content and all of that, and you've helped me step by step with setting up certain platforms, with just talking and kind of strategizing with, you know, the people that I would target, and I think that's just I just appreciate you for that.
Well, here's the thing, you know, I only can give people what I know and what I've experienced. And that was not something I set out to do. My thing was to help people get to their next job and whatnot. But I've had so many people say, well, how do you do what you do? And so whatever I know, you know, I become an open book. And what I have learned from this experience is that, again, what I continue to say, exposure equals elevation. And the podcast, again, fell into my lap out of nowhere. And then it was, okay, email marketing, what is that? You know, I mean, like, you can be in athletics and you can teach sports management. Most everybody has been a sports management major or got their master's in it. And you talk about marketing and whatnot, but you don't know how to market yourself. And I think that's so tickling to me because I've had clients who have been marketers for professional athletes, but when I ask them how to market themselves, it becomes a problem. So that is how I got into the Speakers Bureau, because I'm trying to elevate your exposure so that you can get where you want to be. And so now the systems and whatnot came about because of what I've learned. Because all I did with Speakers Bureau was trying to get you speaking engagements. But I'm like, okay, well, let me use their audience to tell them how to get speaking engagements. And so just want to clarify for folks that I do not consider myself a business coach, all right? I'm a person, again, I'm still a promoter, okay? I'm still a person who plants seeds to lead others to greatness, and in that way I help you become more self-sufficient. Because I've had a couple of folks, so can you do someone? So I don't do website, all right? I don't create funnels. I help you create your own system that has worked for me. And so I'm really happy for your growth and look forward to more. So that being said, what's up next for you?
Oh, I have a couple of things that are actually coming up for me. The past couple of months I've been doing a couple of workshops in regards to helping student athletes and also being a resource for their parents. So I'm working on a new one called College Prep Recruitment and Academics, and that's serving your high school students, which is also, again, credible for parents to attend. Like, that is one of the biggest things, biggest pieces. Within the next few weeks, I do anticipate on completing a playbook that I started at the request of a college coach, and so I've decided to, you know, allow other college coaches to see what that's about. And the playbook is basically like a workbook for incoming freshmen. It would probably serve the junior college level really well, but, you know, either way, it's a great workbook, interactive workbook. I have a version if I were to come and speak, and I have a version if I was not, where we would do group activities if I did. I'm also working on my second book, and I'm looking to release it in 2022. Mm-hmm. It really centers around athletic identity, basically, because that was probably the biggest struggle that I had as a freshman, really huge issue that I struggled with. So I'm really excited about that because I'm looking at so many different avenues of it. So that's what I am coming up with next.
So many folks are here in the academic space, or there are student athlete development looking for resources. How do they find your book?
Yes. So I have my book available on my website, www.theballcode.com, or they can connect via payhip.com/theballcode. I also have an ebook on Amazon of it. So either those three things.
And soon all of her publications will all be on PayHip. So that you
yes.
So hey, payhip.com, the ball code. Keyword is the ball code. Because I tried to find it, and I was like, okay, why can't I find her? It's T-H-E, ball code, am I correct?
Yes, T-H-E-B-A-L-L-C-O-D-E.
And that's how you get these resources to use for your academic year 2021 and 2022. Well, I want to say thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
Yes, yes, yes. I look forward to more of our one-on-ones. So,
yes.
And I already went ahead and shared your book on the platforms. So definitely if you are part of AAU or something of that nature, this is a great resource to get to your parents. And hey, you can go ahead and include it in their membership fee and just provide it to them. So this is a great resource. And when you provide people, this is the same thing as you can give somebody a fish or you can give them, show them how to fish. And a book is that kind of method, showing people how to versus just giving them the answers, okay? And so thank you so very much. I want to thank our engineer, Jamila Harrison of Refined Solutions, for serving as my eyes and ears on the podcast. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for show updates and podcast follow-ups. Join us on Facebook's A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. Have a significant rest of the day.